Why was it so important, though, to preserve that part of history and get the thoughts and the voices, I guess, from this project?
Well, the history of medicine generally is pretty complicated and sticky, and by extension, the history of Central State Hospital is as well. Throughout history, people have participated in and experienced medicine in many ways, for better or worse. And yes, it can be heroic and it can be inspiring, but it can also be pretty tragic and appalling. Often it's somewhere in between, and sometimes it's both at the same time. And so preserving all of those sides of the story, I think, are important. You know, these are people who were patients themselves, or family, or all employees, not just the doctors and the administrators who left behind most of the written records. And the patients really are especially important for us. You know, these are the people for whom the hospital existed.
You know, I think when you think of Central State, that a lot of people only heard the bad stories, especially, like you said, from the patients who went through it.
That's true, and there are other segments of the population who only remember the good as well. And so we really tried hard to acknowledge both sides. You know, the history is not always rosy. It's not always horrific either. There's a lot, as I said, that's in between. And so just acknowledging that it could be good and bad at the same time, I think, is important.
What do you plan on doing once you get all these voices together?
So this is all part of an upcoming online project that we have sort of a skeleton for it on our website right now, but we're building on it. It's very much a work in progress. And the idea is to share the history of Central State Hospital through archival materials from our collection, online exhibits, academic articles about the history of the hospital, timelines and maps, things like that, but also provide a space for people whose histories aren't represented in those materials to share their own memories, stories, experiences, you know, share their photographs and other materials and use their own words to tell their story. So it's both a digital archive and a memory forum.
If people want to participate in this project, how do they do that?
Well, even if you don't think your story is important, we encourage you to get in touch with us. You can submit a form on our website. It's www.imhm.org. You could go to the Voices from Central State tab in the menu bar. You can also email us at voices@imhm.org, or you could just call us at the museum at 317-635-7329.
Well, it sounds like a lot of work, but a very worthwhile project, I think, for everyone to hear more about. And it'll be interesting to take a listen.
Thank you so much.